Garrett Ilsen here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. On this episode of Celeb Savant, I'll be speaking to South African Cape Town-born singer and songwriter Anika Kiana. After releasing 3 singles independently and garnering support from local radio stations, she quickly caught the eye of internationally acclaimed South African pop duo Larkinville, who featured her on their South African Music Award winning album, Tribes and Angels. The next 2 years would see the songstress develop her sound even more, eventually catching the attention of South African global hip-hop phenomenon Nasty C, who praised Anika Kiana for her voice of gold. Anika has set off to pursue her goal of becoming a force in the entertainment industry. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Anika Kiana. Where do we find you in the world? What's happening in your life and how are you doing?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. It's absolutely amazing getting to chat to you. I'm looking forward to, you know, the conversation. Where am I at in my life? Working a lot. Yeah, I'm going to be back in studio this weekend, so looking forward to that. And I've got 2 songs, you know, in the pipeline of things. Hopefully within the next month or two, going to be releasing one of them, and then hopefully at the end of the year, the other one. So yeah, it's a bit more to look forward to from me, I guess.
Lovely. So now let's rewind and take it all the way back to the beginning. So when did you realize that you wanted to be in the entertainment business?
Okay, so I guess music has always been sort of like the center point of my life. I've danced. I did dancing when I was younger, like from 5 or 6 years old. So I've always just loved music, always loved entertaining people, putting on a show for my family, performing. And when I was younger, I used to play SingStar. It was my favorite game on PlayStation. I don't know if you ever used to play it, but I used to love SingStar. I used to sing for my family, and that was just where my love for music grew. I used to sing throughout primary school, and then in high school, I wanted to do the school shows. So I took part in all the school shows. I was a lead role in all of the shows up until matric. And then I was just, I think my parents also knew, like, from a young age that I wasn't meant to sort of just do a normal job, you know. I think they knew I wanted to do something creative, definitely. And I knew that myself. I either wanted to do acting or singing, and singing was just where my heart was at, my passion.
And how did you meet the guys from Larkinville?
So I actually met them in 2019. I was at this guy named Amin Haran's place, and I had a studio session there with him, and then he sort of introduced me to the Larkinville brothers. That's where I met them. And then they sort of contacted me, I think it was end of 2020, with regards to joining their label and stuff like that. So yeah, it was so awesome getting to meet them. It was kind of a full circle moment, because listening to them growing up, you know, like, also I used to have such a crush on them when I was younger.
Yeah.
Now it's crazy.
So when they phoned you and said to you, okay, cool, we want you to join the label, was that a surreal moment for you? Were you running around the room jumping up and down?
It was pretty surreal. The first person, I spoke to my parents about it first, and I'm someone who, I get very excited about a situation, but I'm also an overthinker. So when something sounds too good to be true, then I tend to step back and weigh out sort of the pros and cons. I'm like, listen, okay, actually that's amazing, but let's weigh out the pros and cons of this. Because, you know, joining a label can sometimes be very daunting. So I was like, okay, let's set up a meeting and we can discuss everything. I was super happy with what they had to say. And so we just sort of took it from there.
I'm also an overthinker. So the reason I giggled when you said that is like, my brain and my body is exactly the same as you. So I'd be like, yay, excitement. And then overthink. Thinking, too much brain time, I call it.
A curse.
Tell us about a little bit more about your creative process. So from 0 to a 3 to 4 minute song. Is it easy? What motivates you? Is it the same every time?
Okay, so I don't think it's the same every time. It's sort of varies. I know this sounds very weird, but most of my creative ideas come from when I'm in the shower. Okay. So I literally just be in the shower, I swear to you, and I'll literally just, I promise you, a tune just comes to my head. And I start singing it. I'm like, no, I have to hop out the shower. I quickly hop out the shower. I get my phone and start recording on voice memos. And that's how it sort of starts. That's like sort of the natural way. And then another way is if someone's, I don't know, playing an instrument in the studio or something like that, then I'm like, okay, I can sort of vibe with this. I'm going to write to this. Or if they make a beat and then I write to that. But the creative process, my writing process always varies. Sometimes lyrics come quickly. Sometimes it takes a while. Maybe I'm having a writer's block and I need to just get out and clear my mind. Like for my song, Narcissistic Knock Boy, I can give you an example. I wrote the song while I was walking, like randomly in the mall. I was just walking and I was like, oh, I forgot I'm dealing with the narcissistic boy. I promise you, it just came to me like that. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And I started singing like manipulation. Manipulation is finest conversations. You know, it just started coming to me. And sometimes it happens very quickly like that. And so I started writing that, got the first verse, chorus, second verse, and then I was struggling with the bridge and I was like, okay, I need to get out, I need to clear my mind. So the day that my producers were coming to me, I quickly decided, let me go to the beach, clear my head before they come. And I went to the beach, cleared my head, and I kid you not, I'm sitting there and I'm just like a drum idea just comes into my head, and I'm like, okay, so we're gonna double time the bridge, and I know exactly how it's gonna go. So yeah, it's crazy. Sometimes it just comes to me, sometimes I sort of have to force the writing process, but
You said a lot of your ideas come in the shower. So do you think it's because the water is cleansing and clearing, and just standing there being present in the moment
maybe.
allows that openness to just all those
Yeah.
ideas just
That
flow
makes
through?
a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think it's also where you feel the most relaxed. So maybe I feel a sense of relaxation. And, you know, at the end of the day, a shower is always the best thing. And I just feel calm. And then the ideas just start flowing, I think.
Now, do you always create by yourself, or do you ever collaborate with other artists or producers and so forth?
Yeah, I do collaborate a lot with other artists and producers as well. Some of the stuff that I've actually done with a few people in the industry that hasn't just been released yet. With my writing, I haven't really collaborated with my writing, but I'm always working with new producers and stuff. I just think with my writing, it's all very personal to me, and I feel like, yes, that person might be an amazing writer, but they didn't experience what I went through. So like the heart in it, like the heart in the song just wouldn't be there for me. But I'm definitely down to doing that in the near future and stuff like that. I'm enjoying being in my own space. I enjoy expressing myself from things that I've experienced, you know.
Yes, every person experiences things differently, and
Yes.
it feels emotions differently, and sees things differently, and hears things differently. So if you say to person A, this is how I was feeling, they automatically will feel that differently and will not feel it the same as you, even though they might have experienced it before in their world, in their perceptions. I totally get what you're saying. Tell me a little bit more about what you enjoy about performing live.
Wow, I think it's just connecting with people. Yeah, I think that's just the best feeling for me in the world. If I could just perform, I know this sounds crazy, but I'm not in this music industry for money. I've never been in it. I've never looked at the music industry and been like, you know what, I want to become famous so that I can be rich and have the best house. The end goal for me has always just been being able to perform for people. It's my favorite thing to do. If I could perform every day or every weekend, let's say, and not get paid for it, I would, just because I'd be performing. It's nice to get paid, obviously. Yeah, as long as I have a roof over my head and all that, I'm good. I just want to do what I love, and that's performing for people, writing things that people can relate to. And I'm a big people person, so when people relate to my music and stuff like that, it honestly it's so heartwarming, and it's kind of mind-blowing, actually. I still can't believe, like, when people come up to me and they say like they relate to certain songs of mine, it's, my mind just can't fathom, like it can't process the fact that someone's actually out there listening, properly listening to me.
Yes, you love performing and it is a passion, but don't say you'll do it for free because there's an
No,
energy around that. Just
I know.
saying, just bring that out there because there's an energy exchange that people need to exchange for you because you guys do a lot of hard work to create one song. It's
Yeah.
time, it's energy, it's your experience, it's pouring your heart
100%.
out. So just there needs to be that energy exchange. So just so you
100%. So
know.
obviously, money makes the world go round at the
Yes,
end of the day. I'm
yeah.
saying, I don't know if money wasn't a thing. I always tell my parents, I just wish money was a thing. Like, money wasn't a thing. Like, who invented
Absolutely.
money? But anyways, obviously, it's amazing to get paid to live, to be able to live, and it's a blessing to be able to
Yes.
get paid. But doing what I love is just, the ultimate.
Question, you said you like performing live to connect with people. So I'm that person that's always right up in front, dancing, cheering, having a ball. And I look at the people around me and they've all got their cell phones out, trying to get the perfect video, perfect picture, perfect whatever they're trying to get. Don't you find that as a person on the receiving end, a little bit of a disconnect from connecting with the people because they've got their cell phones out instead of you engaging with them as the person and them being in the moment? Or do you just find that's where we're at the moment?
I think where the world is at the moment with technology, it's got its pros and cons. I mean, yes, it is more difficult to sort of connect with the person, but at the end of the day, it's technology is where everything's at. I mean, if someone's taking a video posting you and then their followers are seeing you, more people are getting to see you at the end of the day, more people are getting to hear you. So in that sense, you kind of need the
Yeah.
videos. To sort of get you out there. But yes, I do find that I connect more with someone who isn't on their phone. Like, I like looking into people's eyes when I
Yes.
perform. And like, if, for example, if you were in the front, I would be dancing with you. Because
Yeah.
yeah, that's kind of how I am.
Your favorite type of genre to music to listen to, personally, and does that vary? And secondly, your favorite type of genre of music to create, and does that vary?
Okay, so my favorite genre to listen to, I think would definitely be pop. Can I just tell you, my playlist varies. It goes from like pop to like indie, like it'll be like Ariana Grande to like the Lumineer to like rap to
Yes.
like there's literally such a variety. If I just like or love a song, if that song speaks to me, then I'm rocking with it. Like I'm gonna be listening to that song. But
Okay.
I would say the main genre would be pop, and then R&B would be second, but
Okay.
mainly pop. And then my favorite type of music to produce or write to would probably also be pop. I struggle with R&B sometimes, like sort of with the depth of R&B. After writing so many pop songs, writing an R&B song is quite difficult because I don't know, I feel like R&B always has more of a depth to it, more of a depth in the lyrics, whereas pop songs are normally seen as like more of a catchy thing. You want to get it out on radio, you want people to be singing it, want it to get in people's heads, and that's where sometimes I struggle. I have to think a bit more when I'm writing an R&B track.
I love this game. The recipients of this game don't like it generally, and you'll understand that why. I do recognize if I had to ask you this question in 2 minutes, 2 hours, 10 hours, 2 days, I know your answer will be different every time. And I'm not
Okay.
saying your favorite in inverted commas, but if you had to tell me your top five songs to play by other artists once we'd finish this interview, what would those five songs be? Your face.
I allowed looking at my Apple Music at all?
Just the first five they come to mind.
I'll try and give one from every genre. The first one that's coming to my head right now is Clocks by Coldplay.
Yes.
That song for me just has such a nostalgic feel, but at the same time it feels nostalgic. Like when I listen to that song, it makes me feel like I'm watching myself grow up, and like time's moving so fast,
Yes.
life's going so fast, but it also like holds that nostalgic feeling. So I would say that's one of the songs that I've been listening to. My second song would definitely be Easy, the song Easy by Nasty C. I'm always listening to that song. I love that song. Definitely something by Ariana Grande. One of her beautiful songs that she has is called My Everything. Love that song. Oh, SZA. SZA. I'm not gonna say Kill Bill. I'm gonna say a different song. What is that other song? Let me just quickly. Nobody Gets Me. Five would be Fletcher. The girl's name is Fletcher, and it's
Yes.
called Becky So Hot.
Interesting
Third song.
mix. I like it. I like it. You said that you write many pop songs or catchy songs. And you mentioned that to create that pop song is about getting that song into the person's head so that they remember it and it's unforgettable. How for you do you make that unforgettable? Is it just being in that moment and like, okay, this is a pop song because it's catchy and it's got this type of hook? Tell us a little bit more about that.
For me, I think that I would say I'm very ADHD. Like, if I don't enjoy the first 15 seconds or 20 seconds, let's just say 30 seconds, let's give the song some time, 30 seconds of the song, if I get bored, then I know it's just not there yet, that I need to maybe change the lyrics or, yeah. And also, if I'm writing a chorus and it's just not stuck in my head, I'm just like, if it's not stuck in my head, it's probably not going to be stuck in someone else's head because I get bored very quickly. So that's why I'm always trying out new sounds. I don't think people can say that I'm always making the same kind of music because I'm always changing my sound. I'm always releasing a different sounding single. So yeah, that for me, I think it's just the process of writing a catchy chorus is just me not getting bored of it. Me just, if it's stuck in my head, then I know it's gonna work. Normally it works like that.
Your bucket list, and we're going to put it out there to the universe that it will manifest. Top three local and top three international artists that you'd like to collaborate with, let's say in the next 5 years.
Okay, so top three local. Definitely want to work with Blackie. It'll be very cool to work with Elaine, because she's an R&B artist. And then, I would say Shekinah. I've always wanted to work with Shekinah. I would say those are my top three local. I probably have so much more because I'm following so many locals on my Instagram, but the ones that came into my head right now. For not local, I would say Ariana Grande would be the top. Then Justin Bieber, and then I think I would say SZA for now.
Anika, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
I would like to say keep spreading love and keep sharing music with your friends, because love is always at the center point of a song. And yeah, just keep sharing, keep spreading love, and keep listening to my music. I always appreciate it. And yeah, that's what I've got to say.
So as Anika says, keep listening, keep spreading love, and keep shining and keep smiling. This is Celeb Savant signing out.